Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. Yeah, we're going to get you all the way to go home time. But right now, what I want to do is continue this conversation. I think it's important that, you know, that I speak into the moment, but I think it's also important that we have other voices that contribute. And there's someone on the line right now who I'm pretty excited to hear from just because of her connection to everything that we're discussing with Charlie Kirk. So Jenna Stewart is on the line right now. She's a senior at the University of Alabama. She is a also the chapter president of Turning Point USA's Alabama chapter. So without further ado, let me just say, Jenna Stewart, welcome to Right Side Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for making time. You and I connected yesterday by text. I reached out to someone who I thought might know, and they said, this is the one you need to talk to. Appreciate you making some time.
Yep, I'm glad that you have me.
Well, listen, I guess the first thing I want to ask is, what has been your own personal experience with TPUSA? You're obviously the chapter president right now. You've been involved for a while, or how did that all come about for you?
I've actually been involved in Turning Point USA for a very long time. It's been a very large aspect of my identity now for as long as I can remember. I got involved back in high school about 6 or 7 years ago, and I joined my Turning Point chapter at my local high school, and I just really fell in love with the movement. And I came to school in Alabama, and the first thing I did when I got on campus was seek out my local Turning Point and get involved. And now I've been the chapter president for the past 2 years. And and I have met so many of my greatest friends through this and really built a community and all friends that work for Turning Point, that sort of thing. And yeah, it's been really great.
Well, that's so cool. And I want to ask you, before we even get into the issues of what happened this week with Charlie, but what is it about Turning Point USA? For those who are of the uninitiated, who may not recognize, you know, what the organization does, or even the layers of it, like you said, high school, now college, and I go, they've got Turning Point Action. They've got, you know, there's all these different facets to it. What is it about being involved with Turning Point that wound up being beneficial to you? What'd you gain from it?
I think that it is just the feeling of knowing that you're a part of something that is changing the current climate of the world that we live in today. I think that it's really interesting, especially on a college campus. Politics and government and that sort of thing is very taboo to talk about. And being able to have those sort of conversations and open up the conversation and say, hey, maybe I don't agree with something that is going on my campus or locally within our local government or that sort of thing. It's very like educational, but as well, if we focus on free speech and more conservative values, such as, you know, small government and the Second Amendment and that sort of thing. So I think being able to become more educated on those type of topics and educate other people or at least open up that conversation has been really beneficial.
Well, I was talking yesterday with Senator Tuberville, and mm-hmm. he, in the course of our conversation, we were discussing, of course, what happened this week with Charlie Kirk, and I made the point, and he absolutely agreed. He said that there are maybe two or three people whose influence are part of what got Donald Trump reelected. You know, he named Elon Musk, of course. He named RFK Jr., but then he named Charlie Kirk. He really believes that Charlie Kirk was one of the absolute reasons why, with his movement, by the way, we are seeing Trump in the White House right now. Would you agree with that?
I completely agree with that statement. I think especially among younger conservatives that are around college age that are just now voting for the first time, I think that he had a huge impact on the vote and getting Donald Trump into the White House.
Well, so you're in your, I would imagine you're in your early 20s. Am I right when I say that?
That is correct.
Yeah, so you're in your early 20s. I'm sitting here with JP, our producer. I mean, I know where he stands, obviously. But my sense is that, A, there is a groundswell of what I would call Gen Z or younger conservatives. And I'd love you to give me your comments on that. But then secondly, I'd also like to know, what do you think the death of Charlie Kirk is going to do to that groundswell? So give me those thoughts.
I mean, I definitely think, especially seeing on Alabama, I feel like we are a pretty conservative campus. And so I already had that kind of community established when I came here. But I do think that the younger generations are waking up to this sort of woke movement that's been going on and saying, hey, I don't really agree with this. This isn't going to make our country better. And I think people are really starting to appreciate the freedoms that they have, and they want to fight for those freedoms because they are threatened by those things being taken away from them. And I think with the tragic death of Charlie Kirk, I think that people thought that this would silence us. I know that there was a swell after President Trump was shot when he was running before the election, and that kind of swayed the vote a little bit. And I think that this is similar, but also different and much more monumental. And I'm to quote something that Charlie Kirk said recently, he said, if you eliminate me, others will rise with louder voices. And I think that we're seeing that already. And I think that the movement is just going to become louder and angrier. And I think that it's a good thing, and it will be a good thing for the conservative movement.
Well, that's huge to hear, because what I don't want to see is that people back off or cow down, because that would mean that they won. So let me ask you, obviously you're a chapter president. First of all, have you ever met Charlie Kirk personally? Did you have a chance to get to see him or meet him personally?
I have met him personally a few times. I have attended frequent Turning Point events in the past, and I have many friends that were close with him. My sister actually worked for him for about 3 years.
Wow.
So very close to the situation.
Well, that being said, talk to me about where you were, what you heard when you first heard the news, and what has been the sentiment among your peers on the campus? What's the mood for you and them?
I think that it is a very scary time that we're in right now, just because not many of us really know what is happening. I know exactly where I was when I found out about it. I found out about 2 minutes after it happened. I had somebody text me and say, did you see that Charlie Kirk got shot? And then the next 3 hours, my phone was blowing up and everybody asking if I'm okay, if I know what happened. And unfortunately, with this being such a public assassination with videos circulating online, I think it's been very solemn on campus. You walk around campus and the frat houses that we have banners hanging up saying, pray for the Kirks. And there's flowers by our Denny Chimes memorializing them. And there's been people praying for his family and his loved ones. So it's really interesting, but also we've kind of formed a community through it.
Well, I think that's huge. And that sense of community is exactly what I think he would expect. That being said, has the organization put out anything to you? Have you gotten like any updates as a chapter president from TPUSA Direct, sort of giving you insights or thoughts or anything?
We definitely have had direct communication with the higher ups within the company. We have local field reps that work with us through everything, and they've been just reaching out to us, making sure we are okay. And they told us, you know, this isn't over. Charlie would want us to continue on with the work that he does. We lead with grace, walk in humility, and stand firm on truth. And that's going to continue. The mission isn't done. The fight is not over, and this doesn't end.
Well, I don't know what to add to that. I mean, that's like exactly what I would want to hear. That's the message right there. And Jenna, look, I want to stay in touch on this. I'd love to have you back on the show more often. Because I do think I'm an old guy, right? I'm a gray beard. I'm sitting here right now with a microphone, and I'm a granddaddy now. So I got a whole new phase of life. But you and JP here in the studio and others like you, y'all are absolutely the future of the cause. And actually, you're not. You know what? You are the cause. You're currently the cause. So thank you for what you do. Thank you for your position there with TPUSA. I know you're a senior, so you know, I look forward to what you're going to do in life next. But we'll have you back on again sometime soon. All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Well, that was encouraging. That was awesome. Listen, they're out there. They really are. I mean, I'd love to say JP's a one-off, but there's others like him.
I can assure you I'm not. I promise you there's many of us in the fight. Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, man. Listen, we're going to take a break right now. We will take that break. We'll come right back. I got a ton of text messages I got to catch up on. You guys are amazing. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I don't think I've even said the number yet, and my text lines are filled up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.